I was walking with a fellow I work with, and we were looking at what we were going to do next, what direction we were going to go, and I looked at him, and I just said, man, I think I'm going to sit down. I feel like I'm going to faint, and I tipped over like a tree. Boom, out. The paramedic service came, picked me up, took me into the hospital, and when they put me in the CAT scan, well, then that was the first time that I had that I had died on them.
Yeah.
And I think it was 6 minutes they said I was gone for at that time. And so the ER staff worked for roughly 2 hours doing CPR. They said I would go on them and they would do CPR and I would come back for a couple of minutes. And according to Mayo records, I had passed on 21 times. Kind of all hope had been lost, but I'm also an organ donor. So I think Dr. Wickman and his team, you know, they kind of looked at the situation, and I think they thought, well, you know, really, we got nothing to lose with this guy. He's already gone. Maybe they could salvage me to help others.
We got there, and Dr. Zarab, the pulmonary doctor, came out and told me it doesn't look good. He said, Mrs. Setzer, you need to make a choice. We either, you know, stop CPR and just let him go, or try this, I think it was called a pulmonary embolectomy.
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
But he said, you know, Mrs. Setzer, I want you to be prepared that, you know, your husband probably won't survive it. And I remember looking at him and I said, you don't know him. And then I said, we have to try. When surgery was finished, Dr. Wickman came into the waiting room. You know, he said, he's alive. You were still in your coma, and they had a heart monitor hooked up to you. And Dr. Wickman never took his eyes off of that monitor. He just shook his head. He said, it's perfect. There's no damage.
Yeah.
The doctors and nurses all said you were a miracle.
It's unexplainable, but I'm fortunate enough to thank the people that helped us through.
Love you.
Yeah, I love you too.